You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A study looking into a survey of high school students has found that experiences of racism and discrimination keep young Asian people from accessing health services in New Zealand. The study used the data from the Youth 19 Survey, which is a secondary school survey series that has been conducted by the Universities of Auckland, Victoria and Otago since 2000. It's been conducted in 2000, 2007, 2012 and 2019. It involves students from the Upper North Island, Auckland, Waikato and Northland, with over 7,000 participants, including over 2,000 Asian students. The study looked at foregone healthcare, which means when young people can't access healthcare when they need it. It found that Asian young people who are experiencing discrimination or racism are more likely to say that they were unable to access healthcare when they needed it. This morning, I spoke to Dr. Roshini Peres-John, who is the Associate Professor at the School of Population Health in Auckland and co-investigator in this study. We talked about what the study entailed and showed and why it is an area that needs a deeper focus on specific Asian communities, as the ethnicity group Asian is one of the largest catch-all terms there is. I began by asking Dr. Roshini to explain the study.
So this study that is reported in the New Zealand Medical Journal looked at foregone healthcare, and what we found is that Asian young people who are experiencing discrimination or racism are more likely to say that they were unable to access healthcare when they needed it. And the discrimination that they have experienced has been in schools or within the healthcare service itself. What was interesting is because we had a large sample of Asian young people who participated, we were able to look at them based on whether they had East Asian origins or South Asian origins. We did this because we acknowledge that Asian is not a homogeneous group. It's not one ethnicity. We come from vastly different cultures and countries of origins and have different migration experiences. We acknowledge that dividing the group into East Asian and South Asian are also arbitrary because there are different cultures within those groupings as well. But what this study showed us is that when we divide, we can see that there are differences within the Asian aggregate group as well. So while there are some commonalities, there are differences. The commonalities are that young people who experience discrimination, both in healthcare settings and in school, are more likely to experience foregone healthcare. But East Asian students who are from poorer backgrounds, who have experienced bullying due to their ethnicity in schools, are also more likely to experience foregone healthcare. Whereas South Asian young people who say they feel unsafe in their neighbourhood, that is associated with increased foregone healthcare.
Just to sort of clarify, so this survey that was done, Did you go in further and interview these people, or were these based off the answers they were giving as part of the survey?
This study is based purely on the survey responses. Unfortunately, we don't have an opportunity to, or we didn't have an opportunity to talk to young people. So this is much more high level. It's based on survey responses. But because these surveys are anonymous, they are self-administered, so students, we give the young people devices and they answer the questions on their own. We think that the findings from the survey is reflective of what young people are experiencing, but we would really like to extend this survey and to actually have the opportunity to talk to young people to actually unpack what they mean by that discriminatory experience and what it means to them and why that leads to increased focus on healthcare.
Absolutely, that makes sense. And just to talk a little bit about what you were speaking about before, about the sort of catch-all Asian term to describe ethnicity and then breaking it into South Asian and East Asian. Obviously, as you've said, there are huge numbers of cultures under the Asian umbrella. Do you think that that potentially also contributes to a feeling of sort of discrimination or not accurate recognition for people who are young and are accessing healthcare if they just get put under this massive catch-all term?
Yeah, I think when New Zealand was at a period where the population was smaller, there was a place to lump all people from Asian origins together so that there was some aspect of a voice being heard. But now as the population has grown, there is a need to kind of unpack because there's such a vast difference, not just in culture or religious background, but also in migration experiences. Young Kiwi Asians who are growing up in New Zealand don't always identify only with their Asian culture. They're growing up as New Zealanders. They're identifying as being a New Zealander as well. So therefore, I think recognition of the diversity amongst our young Asians is important when we are looking at health data. The problem with grouping all young people from Asia as one group is that it tends to mask differences that exist within the group, and therefore you don't really see where some of these problems are. I'm sure easily rectified if we really understand what's going on under the surface, and that we see in even if you're looking at not just young people, if you're looking at adult populations as well in health statistics. If we lump all Asians and look at, say, diabetes prevalence, it may not be so high because East Asians don't experience so much of diabetes compared to South Asians. But if we divide and look at it in more fine-grained kind of way, then we see the problem that South Asians experience, and then we can therefore deal with the issue if we have a better understanding of where the problem lies.
Some of the recommendations made by the study co-authors, including Dr. Roshini, are enhanced cultural competency training for health providers, strengthening social support for young people in community settings, supporting families as to how healthcare works in Aotearoa, free healthcare for teens in schools and communities, and disaggregating youth data for the overall Asian group into East Asian and South Asian, or ideally specific Asian ethnicity, to provide better targeted health policies. Dr. Roshini also wanted to make clear that while Māori and Pacifica youth are not the focus of this study, the findings should be viewed within the broader context of New Zealand's pattern of inequity and discrimination when compared to Pākehā students.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.